Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Welcome, everyone, to our first Underdog Cardio Club draft here on the Swolecast. It's not me doing the Underdog Cardio Club. It's not Davis doing the Underdog Cardio Club. It's Peter doing the Underdog Cardio Club today. I have a special mission that I've been given by our producer. Davis and Peter will try to guess what that mission was during this draft. And also a few things I would just like to bring up during this draft as we talk. It's the Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com.
Can you hear the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Give it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show. Say,
to it, bro, live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Oh, boy, we got we got Peter in full.
Try hard, Peter.
Draft's underway, guys. Means the clock's ticking on the cardio club.
Well, it just now started. So I will share my screen because I'm sure Davis doesn't want to share his screen. And then basically we're going to get after it.
Pete and Dave are picking back to back. I think a good line, Peter, a good line. How many auto drafts for Soccer Dave in this one?
He averages 6 auto drafts a draft, so let's set it there.
Basically, Davis has the 1.6, so his 6th overall pick. I've got the 9th overall pick, so I'm moving my way up from 12 to 11 to 9. And then, Peter, you've got the 10th overall pick. So that's going to be basically how things are. And right now, I also have a secret mission that producer Sosa has given me.
This was such a good idea, Dave. We give you crap so often, but this was such a good idea for you to have you trying to fulfill secret draft strategy missions. You're also on the clock. You have 23 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just want to give a shout out to spikeweek.com. Go to spikeweek.com. If you see my overlay, that's from Spike Week. You can sign up there. All right. So, man, I'm just going to go like I usually do.
Usually.
I've got Bijan.
Is this a piss boy room? I can't even tell yet because the screen is bobbing. Can someone tell me?
I don't think so. Paul, yeah, I was inverted is in here, but everyone else there are only three red badges in here, I believe.
Okay. I already need to tie my shoe.
Oh gosh.
It's National Running Day.
Toss the draft out. Running? I had to tie my shoe.
Peter, can you just give everyone a mini overset overview of what the Underdog Cardio Club is?
I am happy to talk about Underdog Cardio Club. Let's not brand it as Overset's overview. As someone who mentioned this in the comments last week, in solidarity with the Writers Guild of America, I am no longer writing the Overset's overview. until the big studios and Hollywood execs pay us writers what we're deserved.
How convenient, because last week you said it's because Dan hasn't paid you enough.
Yeah, it is. It's more in solidarity with my fellow writers. But yes, Dave, the Underdog Cardio Club, it actually closes June 16th. So you still have time to get in. You got to get six Best Ball Mania drafts done
Seven.
While doing cardio.
Seven.
Thank you, Davis. Also a spokesman for Underdog Cardio Club. And there is a form. So once you tweet out all your links, you drop them in that form, and then you'll get that sweet, sweet rate back. And whatever this year's Underdog Cardio Club tank ends up being, I'm on the clock. Everyone's scared about Devontae Adams.
Why would they? This is the most mystifying thing happening in fantasy football right now.
Why?
Like, Devontae Adams can't get there with Jarrett Stidham. Who cares?
He went for 150-2 with Jarrett Stidham last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely – maybe it's because of the stack equity. Like, you, everyone else who goes around him are very stackable, and you're not really wanting to stack Jimmy Garoppolo right now with what we know. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting my bearings, and now I'm going to get
this,
back to
this. This is inexcusable. Olave over Waddle is terrible. I mean, that is terrible. What are we doing?
So says you. They're both in the same range of outcomes.
We just don't know. We just don't know.
We really just don't know. Davis, I just don't understand why someone with like an ADP of 16 going before someone with an ADP of 19 is like, it's inexcusable to take the guy who has an ADP of 19.
Because you're only gonna get those draft slots a finite number of times. And you want to have a lot of Jalen Waddle. Chris Olave is not so good, I don't think, and he doesn't have such a good Week 17 matchup that you are.
You don't think Olave is good?
I think Jalen Waddle is far better, and Jalen Waddle, I think, could be.
Just a better offense, I think, too.
Yeah, I think he could be like the third highest scoring player in fantasy at wide receiver if things break the right way for him.
So, Davis, do we have any early hints at what we think Kitchen's secret mission is? He just seems to be back on his regular bullshit, so it's actually hard to tell what's new.
Yeah, after two picks, I don't have a guess. Maybe it's like he's got to have NFC South players. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Peter, what's your plan for this draft? Like, are you going to run the whole thing?
Yeah, Kitchen, I know that's hard to believe that it is actually possible to exercise for 45 straight minutes, but it is possible, Kitchen.
So basically what I need to do is just take as much time as possible.
Well, that's what you auto-draft the picks anyway, so that's what I was already baking into this time.
All right.
Oh, so dude, no, come on. Alex Berg, 22, he does the Mahomes chase correlation to snipe me from having the Kelce Mahomes team. I hate that for me.
It's a bummer. Do we think Kitchen's secret mission could be to giga stack around an uber problematic quarterback again?
Well, we'll find out.
Davis starts with Kelce and Pollard. I go Bijan and Olave, and then Peter goes CeeDee Lamb and Devontae Adams, which I'm kind of jealous of that start.
It is, Dave. We just don't know who Devontae's quarterback is going to be. We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Davis, what do you think the quarterback situation is going to be there in Las Vegas?
I think they'll probably figure it out. I think it's probably a lot of scare tactics going on right now. I know the thing that makes it most scary is the voidable language, but the 49ers don't want Brian Hoyer to be their quarterback, I don't think.
Yeah. So
you're on the clock, Soccer Dave. Talk us through this beautiful brain.
Yeah, you know, we have 24 seconds left, so
Jesus,
plenty
Dave.
Of time.
I'm almost falling off my treadmill.
If you fell off the treadmill, it would go viral. I'm just saying, if it happens, just
Road
go
to
with
10K
it.
Starts here. Rah!
Yeah, all right. So Mark Andrews, I think, is going to be a steal.
That was a good click, Dave. I'm proud of you. That was a good click.
So going Andrews. There, you know, I've got running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end. It's a little bit of balance. And now you've got two wide receivers, and you have to figure out what you're going to do with those guys.
All right, what am I going to do here?
The room gave you exactly. You got. Oh, I thought you were going to value hound right there.
Well, Soccer Dave, if he's going to take his time, I'm going to snipe his stacks. No Lamar Jackson stacked out with Mark Andrews for you, buddy. Back to the grind.
Wow, this guy on the turn just got gifted Breece Hall at 312 with Garrett Wilson and Amon-Ra St. Brown. That is a nice team that Joseph TM has going on at 12 there. That is a good team.
Peter is about to pick again, but before he does, just want to mention, you go to swolecast.com and automatically take you to our YouTube channel if you're listening on, you know, through a podcast. And if you want to leave a comment, people love leaving comments on our stream. We had a ton of them last week.
You're on the clock,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, I got plenty of time. But we had 131 comments last week.
Wow. Like,
that's crazy. I wonder who's footing the bill on that engagement.
So what do they get again if they leave a comment, Pete?
$1,000 worth of Underdog tank tops.
There's going to be three $500 giveaways, and each of the three winners also get a 2-hour one-on-one consultation call with David Kitchen to pick his brain about GTO best ball strategy. So it really is a phenomenal package. And when you throw in the kitchen tutelage, it's valued easily at around $20,000.
We just don't know. We just really, at the end of the day, we just, Dave, that the David, we just don't know philosophy is taking the best ball streets by storm.
It is, but it's true. You are drafting for specific outcomes individually. Like you remember back in the day, every draft, every lineup, it was really every lineup. This is back before best ball draft. Every lineup told a story, right? That we created on the show. Every draft that you're doing tells a story. And so that's why you just don't know what that story is going to be. It's honestly a sound philosophy. And I'm glad that people are starting to come around to it.
Kitchen. I don't know your mission, but it would be good if you fulfilled it. My guess now is it's try to make one good running back selection, and we're not there yet.
Yeah, I auto-drafted ETN. I tried to click on another player. I tried to click on Christian Watson, and it was too late. So supposedly if you star players, it will put them in the queue and the auto draft will come from there.
Supposedly.
Davis, were you feeling the avalanche? Terry McLaurin there. You just going for that week 17 there with Debo.
I was a noted Terry McLaurin hater, but I've been cowed.
Like last week you were a Terry McLaurin hater.
Inaccurate. I took McLaurin last week. You told me that I should have taken Jahan Dotson, and I said I don't really love those two guys together.
Together, yeah, because stacks. Blah, who needs those?
Well, can you really tell yourself a story about both of them scoring, you know, 20 plus half point PPR points in week 17? I really can't.
Yeah. Speaking of half point PPR points and your love for Greg Dortch, I got a lot of love last week for the Michael Wilson pick. Everyone's telling me, Kitchen, you're right.
It's like David can't leave the house without people stopping him for being like, dude, you were so right on that argument versus Davis.
Dave waits until the BBM3 champ touts this super fringe dude and then just hides behind that shield.
Dave, you have 6 seconds. You have 6 seconds, Dave.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, totally. He auto-drafted.
No, I didn't. I had him in the queue. So,
all right, back to the grind.
Okay,
all right. I was going to take Walker.
I was going to say, first guess on the secret mission here is Dave has to draft a robust RB team. That's my first guess.
three running backs before round five?
Something like that. Yeah. That's the only thing I can see making sense.
I think Kitchen just was like, oh, look at this value. Look at this value.
No, Dave. Dave is not. No.
I did see on a Twitter thread, who's our Sal? What's Sal's last name?
Vetri.
Sal Vetri. He had Kenneth Walker's one of the four running backs you want to draft. Stop drafting bad running backs in your draft. Draft Kenneth Walker. His value
the big
gone
revelation
way-
here.
94% of top 12 wide receivers the last 10 years have this one fact in common.
Do you know what's great? Is Kitchen is admitting that he's still out here supporting the threat economy. Thank you, Kitchen.
Kitchen, Peter, David is who the threat economy exists for. Honestly, I've had real life friends, Peter, tell me like they get all of their fantasy football information from threads. It is exactly what they want. It is okay, just the information that they crave.
Without looking, how many Twitter followers do you think Sal Vetri has?
90,000. Yeah, 90,000.
You are way wrong. Like, way wrong.
Less?
No.
How many?
110?
Let me pull it up.
Does he have more than all three of us combined?
Probably. He has almost 129,000.
That's more than all of us combined.
GG's, guys. And my audience has to wait for me to drop a juicy morsel on stream while running in between panting. That's how you serve your audience, folks.
You're doing a good job, Peter. What did Kitchen just do?
Yeah, what did you just do, Kitchen?
He just took Kyle Pitts with Mark Andrews. We're proud of you, bud.
I took Bijan in the first.
So you think Kyle Pitts and Bijan are positively correlated?
Yes.
What so to game that out for me, how do you see that going? Where they're both scoring lots of points together?
They're on the same team, Davis. You ever heard of a stack?
Right. So how did those two guys get lots of fantasy?
Let's say they're quarterback.
Kitchen, lean into the season-long team level correlation argument. This is how you get the single week negative correlation, bros.
Yeah, the Tannehill.
Tannehill. There we go. Okay. All right.
Four touchdowns. Two of them.
That was better. That was better than I could have asked for.
I'm dying.
Two to Pitts, two to Bijan, and there you go. And people were like, "Oh, I can't believe it happened. Who could have guessed that that's going to happen?" And I'm just right here raising my hand. This was one of the theories I had in one of the drafts I had. It's like last year. Yeah.
Can we speed this up? I'm on pace for a third of a marathon, and that just seems excessive.
Yeah, I know. Listen, that's you, pal. I'm not going to tell if you start walking. I would have done this with you. Just let it be known. But I played 2 hours of pickleball this morning.
Okay, so you burned 40 calories.
I was gonna say you got like a light sweat. He got into like zone 1.5 training.
Kitchen, do you even know what this is on my shirt right now? It's called sweat. You ever heard of it?
I know.
You don't get that on the pickleball court.
You know, you can get it in live final. You guys aren't really thinking about that.
Nothing like a sweat with 1,000 of your closest friends.
more than 1,000.
All right, so let's for those that are just listening and just have no clue what's going on. I've got the classic. Let's see. Well, let's go to Peter first.
The classic. He didn't get there.
Well, I've got the 3-1-2. The classic: three running backs, one wide receiver, and I'm on the clock.
Well, famously, there are a lot of good wide receivers that go late on Underdog, and you're also on the clock.
Yeah, I know. Oh boy, you know who's available right now. Dalvin Cook or Madison, who should I go? I don't know.
I'd probably take Zay Flowers if I was you.
For you, the more problematic guy is Dalvin Cook. You know, some issues out there. Fits well with your Deshaun Watson leanings. Davis, I want you to shut the hell up when I have Lamar Jackson telling Dave to take Zay Flowers. We're back, baby.
Are you gonna take Odell Beckham Jr. on this team, Peter?
Hell no. Some of us have morals. All right, Kitchen is clearly having max one wide receiver through 10 rounds. Is that the prompt?
Not exactly.
It's definitely something along these lines. Something about wide receivers.
Where do you think Dalvin goes, Davis? What's the outlook for Dalvin this year?
I mean, look, Nick Ercolano and Jack Settleman are having a source off. Nick says he's going to the Jets.
The Jets.
And Jack says no way. Jack says the Jets aren't interested.
Yeah, I can't tell if Nick is being like facetious or not. Is he being facetious?
It's impossible to say.
Right. Peter, what do you think? You think Jack's or Nick is being facetious?
This is my take. Good people on both sides, Jack Settleman, Nick Ercolano. Love watching them do content. Love watching them perform
they do
and
content
engage with our. But I don't trust their sources, is I guess kind of what I'm trying to say, Kitchen. I've been burned by the crack rock school of influencing. And you know, it's Schefter or bust for me.
Dave, that was an absolute dagger in my heart.
Why?
That was brutal. I needed Anthony Richardson for this team.
Is the name of this prompt anchor wide receiver build? I mean, we have to have been close to this. Are we close to it?
No, it's just kind of the way the cookie crumbled. And I don't know if I'm going to complete this mission, if we're being honest.
Hang on. Is the mission use the entire clock so Pete has to run more and auto-draft every pick? Has Kitchen been auto-drafting every pick? Did I get it?
That's the bonus.
That's not the mission.
It's not the mission. I want to bring up something. The PGA and LIV Tour yesterday merging was absolutely amazing.
Why?
Like,
was it?
Because of the content.
You like to be reminded that money is the only thing that matters in this world. That really brings you a lot of joy and happiness. It's like one of the most depressing things that's happened in our lifetime.
Davis, the only reason you're on the show right now is because of money. Don't act like you're above it.
I'm part of it, baby. I fuel the beast. I feed the beast every day.
So that's why just everyone, all the reaction, like if Twitter wasn't around, it wouldn't have been as good, right?
Put that on a thumbnail, producers.
Yeah. But, you know, it is something that we got good content from. Michael Scott Paper Company was trending. Did you almost fall off, Peter?
Maybe. They'll have to watch back the tape to find out for sure. Hang on, I have another guess for the prompt. Kitchen, was it to successfully show the draft board throughout a draft?
No, I've got this in a separate window. You can pop it out on your screen on desktop.
Wow. Look at this guy, underdog tech lord.
David is a veteran streamer. Guys, this team I'm drafting is one of the worst teams I've ever drafted. I mean, it's really bad.
What was the dash?
I just want to let it be known that Davis did not have any sort of challenge at all. Davis is just drafting.
Well, I got ganked on the quarterbacks I wanted. I tried to push it both times, get Mahomes around after, get Burrow around after, and both got taken. So I have nothing backdoored for quarterbacks. So I took Dak to pair with Pollard.
Okay.
But it's not good.
Here's where Tuttle just pops in and said, I'm glad I can tune in to see Dave's comments. Here's where I was going with this. All the reactions was just amazing. Scroll down for what?
So people can see the board. That's,
gotcha. Yeah. But Davis sniped someone in her secret chat. And that's what I want to bring up. Wiggins had an unbelievable comment. Our boy Mac.
Yeah, Wiggins has like 800 followers, dude. That tweet is doing no one any good.
But that's why Wiggins said this would be like if Ship It Nation joined with Run Pure. And it was like just a perfect analogy.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Do you see
I might have retweeted
going?
It. Did I retweet Stolen Valor?
I said in our chat, I'm stealing this. It's a good tweet. You guys all have no Twitter following. I'm
on the clock. Oh.
Oh, he got his boy. He got his guy. He's vindicated.
That
he
was
got
honestly
Sean Watson.
Out of a draft right there. But
they're going to throw this draft out. They're going to look at Kitchens. This one's getting flagged by Nick Rudman. This one's getting thrown out.
So someone said basically, you've got in the chat, someone's got to tweet this out. And Kyle was like, let me do it. And he was about to press in, and Davis goes, no, don't do it. It needs more spice. And then
Kyle's tweet was bad.
And then Davis goes and tweets it out and doesn't give any sourcing to Wiggins for the joke, just to get all of the acclamation himself.
What did everyone who did the Michael Scott Paper Company tweet, did they all source the first guy? No, it's a very obvious thing.
And Davis needs to give me credit for documenting this story as a journalist. It's the only reason people even resonated with that tweet in the first place. Just need to have kind of like an annotation of credits, like a Wikipedia article at the end for all the people who led to that tweet.
Tweets need footnotes. It's really, you know, Elon, get on it. Tweets need footnotes is where we're at here.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to mention that, Davis. I thought that was in poor taste because you got a lot of interaction on that. And
not really. Average fantasy football tweet gets more impressions than that.
Kitchen, legitimately make a good pick. I swear to God, if I run 8 miles and this draft gets thrown out, I'll quit the show.
All right. Let's look what we got here.
This bit is so stupid.
This is a terrible bit. Whatever it is that you're cooking up, it's awful. It was no wide receivers until round 10. That's got to be it.
No, I drafted a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Or one wide receiver in the top 100 picks or something like that.
I had Alave.
This team sucks, Dave.
It does.
We'll see.
We just don't know.
We just don't know. You just don't know. Imagine, Dave, if we go back and do the math on all these teams, Peter, and in the end, Dave just absolutely dominates us in advance rate. He advances like half of these drafts we do on stream.
Dude, my desk right now looks like the Shamu exhibit at SeaWorld. Just total spray zone. Probably going to have to repurchase all of my equipment because this dumb bit.
You can walk now, Peter. Like, you don't
Kitchen,
have
I can
to
do
run
it.
The whole time.
Kitchen, the difference between you and me is you would have started walking 8 rounds ago. Some of us are built different, kid. Some of us put in the work.
Yeah.
Some of us don't count slapping around a little badminton ball on a tennis court as exercise. Some of us get a little pump in before the stream so you can show off the guns while doing cardio, all while fasted, Kitchen. I'm going to go make a shake after this. Take some notes.
Yeah. What type of shake are you going to be making?
Probably a little, maybe a peanut butter banana with some spinach.
Yeah.
You fuck with that, Dave?
Dave doesn't know. Dave doesn't know about the protein game.
I've been taking creatine for the past 4 days.
I'm really proud of you.
I don't know what you want me to say other than I get it.
Well, creatine is good. Creatine's good for your mental focus as well. So I think that explains why you're having such a good draft.
How do you think this draft just doesn't happen by
Dave,
itself.
Dave, you closed the screen share.
Yeah, I know, because I had to reload it so I could get my underdog tools back.
Totally.
Dave does such a good job promoting the Spike Week overlay on this show. We don't give him enough credit for that.
Yeah.
Man, this team I'm drafting is I hope this draft gets thrown out. I want to rebate.
And for people that are just watching saying, what's that in the middle? What's that right there on the side? The overlay basically tells you the green is who's on your team right now. You have weeks 15, 16, and 17 right here. And then your percentage drafted, and then you can see your stacks right here, which I only have Bijan and Kyle Pitts right now. So there you go. I don't think I'm going to complete this this mission.
I need a towel. Like,
is bad. Oh wow.
Wow. He's throwing the metaphorical and literal towel in right now.
Yeah. All right. Michael Zimmerman says, looking at Kitchen's team, I don't think Bimepour wants the endorsement for this product. Yeah, things went like off the rails fast. But it's okay. We'll get back to it. Peter, how are you feeling about your draft now after throwing in the towel?
Dave, I did the opposite. I literally just grabbed a towel. If anything, the workout's just getting started now that I can sufficiently mop up my sweat. Now, the thing I was thinking about with you, Dave, like when you're at Planet Fitness and you take a little break like that, you go, oh, yeah, I'll go grab one of the towels, which we all know Planet Fitness doesn't provide towels. You got to bring your own.
They don't have towels.
When you go and take your break, Dave, I know you're spending like 30 minutes in between sets. You're over there, you pull up your old fleet that you reposted on Twitter, you read some of the comments, and 30 minutes later, you get back on the elliptical. That's a David Kitchen workout.
Yeah? You think?
I know.
When's the last time you set foot inside of Planet Fitness, Dave? Too hard to answer that question and make a pick.
No, I'm on the clock right now. So, but it is tough sledding right now.
I love watching Dave.
Screw it.
Got to take an unstacked Zay Jones. You got to do
it. No, it's so bad. This mission has been terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I don't even have a guess. If the wide receiver,
mission, you're going to laugh because like no one can even guess what the mission is because of how bad this draft is. It's not even close to what the mission is.
I mean, you should have told Sosa to give you a better mission then. Or is the mission?
It was fine. This is just, it really speaks in large part to something that I've always said, and that is
that you just don't know.
And if you go in with like a set mission, sometimes things get off the rail. You have to adapt, and that's one of the many strengths I do have when drafting is adapting.
I would argue you're basically the least adaptable drafter in the history of basketball. that you basically have no clue how to adjust when the room goes against you.
It's bad. Y'all gotta just die when I give you this.
I don't know how you're gonna save this team.
I don't know if there is any saving to it. I mean, Chig maybe. Maybe Chig saves it.
I mean, I don't know at this point, bud.
It's bad. I've got four running backs.
Is it to get two players from every team, so 9 total teams represented? Ooh, this one helps. We have Indy.
Yeah.
We have Jacksonville. We got Atlanta. Scroll down.
You don't know.
I'm trying. You have no
clue. I know you're trying, but I don't think anyone's going to be able to get this. All right, Davis, you went and got Jalen Hyatt, who's one of my guys.
We almost had a viral moment. We almost had a viral moment there.
Still getting used to maiden voyage on this treadmill, getting used to the tread, guys.
Yeah, and you got.
I think I'm going
expensive.
Too fast for it.
What's it on right now?
6. It says its max is 7.6, but there's no way because I did it and I was slipping all over the place.
I'm jealous. I wish I had both the sit stand desk and the at home treadmill. I'd get so many steps in.
You would not, Davis. So he's sitting on your butt. But you are going to the gym, getting stronger, right?
Yeah, I work out like 2 hours every day.
Davis, do you want me to post my stack, my tech stack, where I get my treadmill, my standing desk, with some affiliate links? Post my stack, baby.
Peter, don't even joke. You know my fucking dream is to be like a fucking influencer grifter, like posting a stack with like my Amazon wish list, like in my deepest dreams, that's the person that I become.
Davis, you can make this pivot. There is definitely room out there for a former semi-professional skateboarder turned mid-30 something influencer. My skate stack. And then, dude, you could be on Huberman in a year if you pushed it hard as the skateboarding stack guy.
I've got an announcement.
Dave, show the board.
If I show the board, I think it's going to take away my, let's see.
Tell us the big reveal. Is this the prestige, Dave?
I'm coming out with something that's going to help 30 to 40 year old men, basically men in their 30s and 40s.
You're finally
just being
doing
on screen and making them feel better about how they draft.
You're finally doing the dad medium
it's not really
medium
the dad
blog.
Medium. It's just guys in their 30s and 40s. We are like okay. So at the pickleball courts this morning, there was a guy. His birthday was today. Turned 80 years old. And I said, you know, this year, later on in the year, I'm going to turn 40. And he said, the 40s are the prime of your life. And I said, thank you, sir. I needed that. And just kind of, you know, you really just don't know.
They're not the prime of your life.
They are.
In any definition. No.
They really are.
They're not.
This is tough. This is tough.
What is Kitchen saying? The 40s are the prime of your life?
Your prime is like age 25 to 28. That's like when your physical and mental acuity are at their greatest.
No!
auto drafting Adam Thielen. I mean, that is Soccer Dave in a nutshell.
What happened? So I had the star before it auto drafted. I had it.
Kitchen, what were you trying to do?
No, I'm not going to tell you because then you're going to try to snipe me.
He was trying to draft Rashid Shaheed.
Kitchen, I will say I was going to take Lamar no matter what. The fact that I sniped you on Andrews. Lamar, people don't get the Lamar Andrews stack anymore. So that was just a little bit of feeder. I'm not actually sniping you. I think you can safely reveal what you want to do to me.
Dave, I got huge breaking news for you. Free agent wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is slated to visit Nashville this Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, and, giving him a tour later on.
How all in would you be on Tannehill? Would he not be a member of the Atlanta Falcons anymore if they got Hopkins?
If they got Hopkins,
just hit 5K, boys.
Oh, we hit 5K subs. We gained like 60 subs last week. So if we do that this week, we get to 5K.
If you keep burning the clock down, my Underdog Cardio Club is going to be the road to 10K, Dave.
All right.
Nice little kilometer YouTube subscription joke there for the fans.
Yeah. Okay, so let's recap.
Dave, here's the thing.
14 rounds. Yeah.
Your team is so bad. Like the mission. I think Sosa has got to give the missions to Peter and I because you can't handle the responsibility.
No. Okay, here's
Kitchen
the thing.
Can literally barely share his screen, and we wanted him to do a mission.
Oh. Sosa gave me a choice of two missions, and what I said was, I've already done two drafts, Sosa. I can do both of these missions at the same time.
Oh, all right.
So they're literally the combo of two missions. And I successfully completed one, and the other has just made my team just go just straight in the tank. So
the funniest part is knowing that Kitchen had to top off the account with a clean $50 before the stream started.
There is a point to that. Because I did, just to make sure the overlay worked, I drafted like a $5, 8 hour long draft. That's how Spike would get you.
They're in the pockets of Big Underdog. They force you to do a draft just to test drive the overlay.
Yeah, right. Well, I just think once I get started, it's so tough for me to stop. Like, I'm going to want to be drafting all the time. So this is like my own – I'm limiting
after
myself.
After watching you draft, I can see why it would be a problem if you wanted to be doing it often.
So this is why this is why I'm only going to be doing like 1 or 2 weeks at a time. And then we'll see. Okay, Michael Live says, sure look like that you practice don't, draft.
Got to take your time, too, Dave.
God, dude, Peter, the slappies are so into Tyquan Thornton off of, like, three blurbs from Patriots training camp. It's unbelievable.
Now you're doing
Peter
what?
Was last year?
No. Davis is doing the thing about Dave not understanding where all the comments are coming from. Some of us have been drafting Tyquan Thornton ahead of ADP in every single one of our stream drafts, and the people got influenced.
No, that's not what happened. I mean, maybe you are influencing them, but there was like a day where Tyquan Thornton was like the star of Patriots camp, and like Rudman was sending tweets about how he's going to be the next Randy Moss, and now he's a 13th round pick.
What are we going to do here, boys?
Pete, your team is good. You drafted a good team.
How do we mess it up here?
I mean, you can't really mess it up this late.
I got to grab one more wide receiver. No correlation. I'll take it's the year of the short wide receivers, right? Rondell,
yes.
Tutu, yeah. Wandale. All right, let's go.
Kyler goes right after you, Curtis Samuel. Conklin.
Pete, I got a theoretical for you. If the Cardinals basically say Kyler's practicing with no limitations August 13th, what does his ADP get up to?
That's a Kyler?
Yeah.
I think he's going right where Deshaun Watson goes, right?
Yeah. It's just sort of interesting because everyone, like, people now are drafting like he's Deshaun Watson from last year. Like, they don't know if he's going to play or not. But I mean, I don't know. I would be surprised if I would be surprised if he doesn't play at all.
I think the things that getting people is the double whammy, right? Like if you just knew he was going to be hurt, slow to start the season, and then was going to play the last 8 weeks, people would be aggressively drafting him, probably in like the 10th, 11th round. But sure. If everyone has this systemic Cardinal shutdown risk, and they're like, yes. I might not get him at the beginning, and I might not get him at the end.
I might not get him at the end either. Right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kitchen. I want to hear you tag this conversation.
No, I was going to talk about something completely different.
That's fine. The host has that right.
Yeah. I just want to basically look at where we are on the board. And I've got 7 wide receivers right now. And it's actually nice starting recovery. To come together. I think it's coming together now. Alave, Bryce, Jones, Pierce, Thielen. Shahid Downs.
This is the saddest fantasy team of 2023.
It's not the best, but you don't know what's going to happen.
David, what do you think the combined odds are that your wide receivers 2 through 7 finish the season as top 30 scoring wide receivers?
Okay. I think, I don't know. Really, it's just about the spike weeks.
You just got to layer. If you layer those spike weeks perfectly, you just don't know. You just don't know.
Okay. You know what a perfect guy for just don't know is? Josh Downs.
Yeah.
I think we do.
So small, you can't even see that he exists.
I think we do. I think we do kind
of
know.
It's the year of the small wide receivers and then poo-poo Josh Downs.
No, I mean, Downs is fine when you take Richardson, but that's the only time I take him. You do have Anthony Richardson. I'm reminding you that that's who you took.
I know. I also have both my 2 stacks here. I just saw a problem with this. My 2 stacks, the guys I have stacked right now are both by week 11.
Oh, no.
That's a no-no, Dave.
That's a no-no. Pete, who do you find more annoying, bye week bros or contract bros?
Contract bros.
Davis, aren't you a contract bro?
Only with Taysom.
Because bye week bros are just kind of blissfully dumb, but contract bros think they're smarter than they are.
Yes, contract bros are like, actually, if you understood what this NFL team was doing, you'd get it. Like, I've got, I don't know why, there's this war going on in my mentions and a tweet I was tagged in about Dalvin Cook to the Dolphins, and it's just been going on and on. And these guys are talking about like the guaranteed money due to like Jeff Wilson and stuff. And I was like, it doesn't matter. If Mike McDaniel decides he wants Dalvin Cook, these guys are irrelevant.
Amazing. I guess I'll run until my last pick here. And then we're powering it down.
All right. We are nearing the end of the draft, coming up on the 18th round. We've got – tell me what you're doing with Fournette and Kareem Hunt, Davis. These guys that we just don't know where they're going to be next year.
I take Fournette sometimes. I think it's plausible to me that Kareem Hunt might just be done. Fournette, I think, will sign with the team in training camp and play.
All right, I'm going to let the chat make this pick. Noah Fant to stack with Geno, or Trey McBride as my third tight end to correlate with Kenny Gainwell. You guys want the Seahawks double stack or the better pick in Trey McBride? Hit me.
Noah Fant per Liam is the key to winning $1 million. You got to take Fant.
Is that Liam's take?
Liam's take is that he doesn't win $1 million without Noah Fant. Noah Fant's like the four-leaf clover of $1 million best ball teams.
Well, who am I to disagree with the Sun Runner, the Chaos Surfer, the World Chaos Series Surfer of Poker himself. Challenger himself? Noah Fant it is.
All right, so look at my draft and see what you feel like the mission is the two missions that I was given.
I mean, definitely something related to not drafting a wide receiver early. I don't know exactly what that challenge would be. No. Let me pull up your team. You had something involving, you have to stack Deshaun Watson, like Deshaun Watson had to be involved.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, was it this? Was it draft? You can only draft players you've selected in previous drafts on stream?
No.
Because there was a lot of overlap there with your Browns and Ravens.
I know. That just kind of happened organically. No. Okay. So you want me to tell you?
Yeah. Yes.
Or, Sosa, you can come on screen and you tell the people.
Are you trying to throw Sosa under the bus because the prompts weren't good? Are you trying to be like
Sosa? I want Sosa to.
I think Sosa might be AFK right now.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, there he is. All right, Sosa, go for it.
The prompts. It was to draft an elite tight end, which you hit. I think you got
twice.
That one down.
You got both.
And a half. And the other one, which was a big fail, was rookie heavy.
Yeah.
Awful. Just awful. I mean, Bijan, good. Richardson, good.
It started off good. He got Bijan and he had Mark Andrews early.
He took Downs, Dell, and Tillman with his last three picks to really hammer that prompt home.
Well, I went young heavy. That's why I went Alave and then Rice, Shaheed, yes. Downs, Dell, Tillman. So I did like
it was
honestly
close.
I did kind of save it at the end.
I can't imagine those being my prompts and this being the team that I delivered. I mean, what on earth?
You know, you can sit there and criticize, but you are on record saying you will not do a challenge.
No, I'll do it. Give it to me. I'll do it. We gotta save.
Pete, you saw this. Davis was refusing to do a challenge in the chat, and now he's
watching how bad you handled it made him get competitive and want to.
Yeah, I was
himself.
Like, I was like, if those were the prompts I've got, because those are very reasonable prompts.
Yeah.
those are extremely doable. It's not like submarine $25 for fun. It's like very doable.
Dave, you made that look like a randomizer prompt as opposed to just like widely accepted strategies.
If you look at the draft board and kind of how things fell, Davis drafted Kelsey in the first, and then I went Alave, just going like kind of because there was no rookies after that, and I wasn't going to draft Mark Andrews right there, so I just went like young heavy, and then Andrews.
Jalen Waddle is 24 years old. You thought you had to take Alave?
I auto drafted ETN. I was trying to draft Christian Watson there as a part of the young heavy squad. Coming back again, there wasn't much where Kenneth Walker was. The other guys would have been, I guess, Addison would have been the guy.
You could have taken Addison for the prompt. You could have taken Quentin Johnson instead of Kyle Pitts you did get sniped right there. I'll give it to you right there. You did just get sniped. But Zay Flowers, who I told you to take, would have been a correlated piece.
That would have been perfect. And
so really, What we need to do is we need to get you in the lab and understand how to make the picks, how to actually click the buttons. I think
I clicked the star. It's a lot for me.
I like that where this show ended was we have these grand concepts, running a 5K while doing a draft, completing secret missions, and we realized we need to go back to just show Dave how to press a button to select a player.
Peter, how many calories did you burn?
According to this, only 191. 4 miles, only 191 calories. But that's
no, that's wrong. You would have done like 650 total, 500 active.
Meanwhile, hey, if you guys want to juice my numbers, I'll take it.
Listen, this is like peak. Can't see it right here, but I got an on the clock notification. I got a Dairy Queen notification.
You have a Dairy Queen app? I didn't even know there was a Dairy Queen app.
And then I've got the hype and sleepers from sleepers saying that DeAndre Hopkins is slated to fly to Nashville. Like, that is completely on brand.
And you have notifications turned on for Vetri and Hulka fantasy threads.
shout out to Hulka, though, for he sent me a very nice message, and I think it was
he sent everyone the message, and honestly, it was a good idea.
It's not as nice of a message. I thought I was, now that I know that everyone got it, I thought I was special receiving.
What
this
you thought because, you your first thought reading that was Hulka specifically thought of me.
Yeah, Hulka and I are tight.
No, you're full of shit. Yeah, Hulka and I are buddies too, but that obviously was a form message.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I got an invite to his wedding, Davis.
He would have sent something special to Pete. And for those that don't know,
he personalized all the messages a little bit. He included a bit of personalization in all of them.
Did you get an invite to Hulka's wedding, Davis? So maybe mine was slightly more personal.
Well, I didn't invite him to my wedding, and I got married last summer, so he's probably like tit for tat.
This is, I was there to the real ones. Davis.
Dink was there. Leone was there. Peter, not there.
Peter was in Mike Zakarian's wedding. There's nothing he could do.
I got married before I was grafted onto Kitchen's tree, so I have an excuse.
That's right. Yesterday, Pete, you're looking good right now. And I want to say that yesterday, maybe it was Monday, I was picking my daughter up from basketball camp, and I got stopped in my tracks. I look up, and there's this dude who is just, he's a showstopper. In the dad community, it's not fair because he has the perfect body, amazing hair, chiseled face with like the perfect facial hair.
Is this Mike Vrabel you bumped into?
No, but it is a professional athlete, former NFL player. Can you guess who it is?
Like former this guy, NFL player?
Former NFL player.
Taylor LeJuan. Like,
no. He stopped me. He was fantasy relevant. Stopped me in my tracks because he was so handsome. And then I realized, wait, that's Eric Decker.
Oh my God. I love Eric Decker. Eric Decker is one of my favorite athletes ever.
I mean, this guy has it going on. Like,
yeah.
You take away the fact that he was a professional NFL player and he would still be like the envy of dads everywhere.
That, and so what, his daughter was at the basketball camp you were at?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you say hi?
No, I didn't. But if I see him again, and like, you know, I even thought, you know, find out who the daughter is, tell my daughter, make sure you go make friends. And then, you know, create that connection there. But that seems a little bit too slimy even for me. But, yeah, Eric Decker in the wild, I will just confirm, like, what is just amazing.
Was he wearing a tank top?
He was wearing just, like, a regular – this is the thing. Like, he's wearing just a regular T-shirt. But it, like, showed – it wasn't even, like, tight. It just, like, showed that he worked out.
I love this. Paint this picture, baby. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, like it just like covered his muscles perfectly. It's like he was not even trying, and still was amazing. So shout out to Eric Decker for just doing it, basically. All right. Yeah, we got some comments. Man crush. It's really just respect. You know, people I respect those that continue to take care of their body. It's why I'm back in the pickleball streets. Why,
Dave? You got to read this book, Outlive, by Peter Attia. Yeah.
By who?
Dude, although, like, some of the stuff, like, at the beginning of the book when he reveals, like, what a shitty dad and husband he was being was, like, very weird. Did you read it?
You mean at the end of the book?
No, at the beginning.
Oh, I thought that was in the emotional health chapter at the end.
Yeah. Or maybe I have it backwards on it. But, yeah, that just was, like, very weird.
No, I mean, I'm
a good dad. Like, I mean, I don't need.
Yeah, not really. Not really. Not really. The first 15 chapters of the book are all about how to use your health, like live your life in a way that's going to help you have a better lifespan and health span. I think you'd be into it.
Literally doing that right now.
I'm not that certain. You just got a Dairy Queen notification on your phone.
Oh, so I can't have Dairy Queen every once in a while? Like, that's... No. But I don't want to live that life.
Well, that's fair. Everyone's got to make their choices. But it has me thinking much more deeply about the choices that I make.
Okay.
I think everyone should read it. That's, like, my deal is I'm, like, terrified of dying. So anything that gives me the promise of, like, 10 more good years, I want to do. But I also... Like, I want to be 50 and 60 and still doing all the shit I do now. Rudman, when I was talking to Rudman about that, he, like, literally looked at me like I was growing a third eye out of my forehead. He's like, why would you want to improve your mobility and flexibility? Like, it's like I was speaking a foreign language to him.
Dude, when you're rolling on the ground playing with your kids and stuff, you start to quickly realize I would like some mobility and some stretching. Kitchen probably knows all about that a little.
Yeah, but then you realize, like, you don't need that much mobility and stretching. you need to not get winded when you tie your shoes. All right, let's run down these teams, and whoever wants to take mine can have it.
I'm gonna be leaving in a sec. I need to eat lunch before this and shower before another draft at 3. So let's pick this up.
Hurry it up then. Peter, you go first. Take whoever you want.
What's our usual? Who are we roasting?
Pick a draft.
You get to roast Kitchen. Kitchen roasts me, then I roast you.
I mean, Kitchen roasted himself with this draft. He got this secret mission without even knowing how to click a player. He did so many things wrong in this draft that he could have been completing like 19 different suboptimal missions, and we couldn't identify which one it was. 3 quarterbacks. He continues to double down on his problematic QB strategy, building around Deshaun Watson. 4 running backs there. Nice to top it off with another problematic selection and Dalvin Cook. Although taking his foot off the running back gas there shows a lot of restraint for what was a former boomer running back drafter who's now been converted to the church of zero RB. These wide receivers are god awful. Anytime Rashi Rice is your wide receiver 2, you got to do it and give Nick Rudman your $25 as a thank you for all of his service telling us that mobility doesn't matter. I mean, some of these wide receivers here probably shouldn't even be in the NFL, much less in the draft pool, much less on David Kitchen's team. But great job with the 2 elite tight ends, Dave. You know what they say. If you only have 1 elite tight end, you don't actually have an elite tight end and you need 2 of them.
In knowing what Dave's mission was, the Kyle Pitts pick is like is unexcusable.
Why? It's elite tight end. Like two. I was thinking elite tight end, like 2 tight ends.
How is that what you think that means?
Bully tight end, elite tight end strategy. Like that's kind of what I was imagining that. Maybe not. Maybe, you know, it was just 1 elite tight end. And if that's the case, then yeah, I would have drafted someone other than Pitts. But that's who I had in my mind. All right. I will be taking Davis's team. He goes with Dak Prescott. His love affair with Daniel Jones continues. And then he goes Brock Purdy. I just feel like Brock Purdy is he's just not in the Davis tree. Or maybe you're just maturing, Davis. He just seems like a non-sexy quarterback.
He's your QB3. He's not sexy, but Trey Lance is dead, dude.
Yeah, and this confirms it. Pollard, he gets... Joe Mixon hoping that he continues or he stays out of legal trouble, which is to be seen. and then mix in, or then Cam Akers, which I actually drafted last week. Davis
Kitchen, took notes, we can't obviously do a paragraph on every player. Let's go.
Well, he goes Debo, F1, Pickens, Boyd. I don't know. These are fine until you get to the last few. Thornton, Hodgins, Atwell. Tutu Atwell is egregious. And then he goes Kelsey. And I think he drafted Irv Smith last time too. So maybe he's big on Irv Smith. And that's Davis's vanilla team. It's not great. It's not bad. It's right in the
Dave,
middle.
The problem is that you don't know who plays who in week 17. So the picks don't make any sense to you.
I do too, but that's fine. I got the spike week overlay on.
All right. Well, sadly, Peter drafted a good team, takes Lamar Jackson, snipes him away from Soccer Dave, gets my favorite stack in Best Ball Mania 4 with Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett. Obviously, his running back room, pretty thin. J.K. Dobbins, you know, he's really hoping that the Baltimore Ravens just score about 6 rushing touchdowns in Week 17 against the Miami Dolphins. Doing a prayer circle for Javonte Williams' knee, then relying on a bunch of guys who may or may not be active in the 2023 NFL season. We all are hope, I guess, wish casting on Jalen Warren, Tanks Bigsby. Jeff Wilson is it's the most fake sharp move of all time until the Miami Dolphins trade for Dalvin Cook. So I guess Pete doesn't really believe in Nick Urcolano's sources. Classic Pete pissing yellow room. CeeDee, Devonta, Adams, Jerry Jeudy, Tyler Lockett, Zay Flowers, Nico Collins, Wandale, and then honestly a pretty limp dick tight end room, Pat Freiermuth, Isaiah Likely, and Noah Fant. But according to Liam, Noah Fant is the rabbit's foot for winning $1 million. Honestly, Pete, just a good team. Just a straight up good draft. Nothing, I can't really criticize it.
It's fine.
I mean, it's tough drafting really logically sound teams while also getting in 4 miles of cardio, but somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. I can't believe this team.
To do this draft. Like, Davis didn't have a challenge, physical or mental. And
he had to deal with you, Kitchen. That's its own challenge in itself.
That's not. But he has agreed, though, starting next week, to do some sort of challenge for every draft that he does on stream.
Right, now, if the challenge is stupid and it's going to cause me to just give Rudman $25, I'm going to not do it. But I will. I will accept.
Rudman can just refund us, right?
No, because we got a lot of other hardworking people in these drafts with us.
Kitchen thinks the Underdog Cardio Club rake back program is just them giving your money back for
bad.
you just get
the whole. It's like, oh, you were too focused on the cardio. Right. Here's $25 back.
Shades of the early Swolecast days right now with Pete. We had a good little run back. We talked with Derek Hine yesterday. I went to lunch with him. That was fun. Another good looking guy. But we were talking about just
extremely good looking dude.
Yeah, just the ups and downs of the Swolecast. But all right, final thoughts. Davis, you go first.
I mean, I'm really hoping that we continue these missions in a way that is perceptible and understandable in the future. I think it's a good idea, but we really should have realized
not
that you were not
going to be successful, as this has illustrated, Davis.
Yeah, we just should not have given you the mission. Peter or I should have gotten the missions, and that should have been obvious.
All right. Pete.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I am sorry that I can't do an Overzets overview. We do stand with the Writers Guild of America until these Hollywood execs and Dan Bach open up their fat, fat wallets and pay us, the writers, to continue to serve up content to their audiences that they monetize. There will be no more Overzets overview.
What about if Davis just fails to submit a work log?
That you just sent me the money that you would have sent Davis anyways. Yeah, that.
Hey, I submitted my work log last month, and I even tried to save the company money. I put one fewer show in.
Oh, look at you! Look at you! All right, so Davis doesn't know how many shows he does per month, and then he acts like he's saving the company money.
Totally.
That's what it boils down. Yeah. So, all right. On behalf of everybody, thanks, Sosa, for producing. I'm sorry the mission didn't go as planned, but that happens, and so. You know, you've got challenges. We're going to continue to take on those challenges, Pete and I, and then we'll see where Davis lies in the meantime. Thanks for tuning in. leave a comment, like, get, you know, subscribe to the channel with notifications on. We'll see you next time here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.